Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine, as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about the health issues and questions that you might have about various health topics. I'm Mick Lee. Today we have Dr. Scarpato, family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. Today our subject is back to school season and kids and everything you may be thinking about when it comes to health and getting back into the new school year. Dr. Scarpato, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm a parent as well, and back to school season means that the kids need to make sure that they have their physicals and they're ready for a healthy school year. What does a back to school physical entail?
So a back to school physical includes measuring your height and weight, checking your vital signs such as your heart rate and blood pressure, and sometimes having your vision checked. The doctor will ask about your health and safety. They'll do a physical exam to make sure you're healthy for school and any sports you play, and they'll give vaccines that you may be due for.
Now, is a back-to-school physical important for at the beginning of the school year, or is it really fine to have them do it in October or November, or do you prefer to have done right before school starts?
Yeah, it's okay to do in summer or early fall. It's just good to have completed when school's starting so that you know you have the vaccines that you need before you're around a bunch of kids.
So you mentioned vaccines right there. What's the importance of following the scheduled vaccinations?
Yeah, so vaccines prevent contagious diseases that cause considerable suffering. So the recommended vaccine schedule has been researched and is the most effective and safe way to protect children. They are timed for when kids are most vulnerable to the diseases and when the kid's immune system will build the strongest response. It is actually harmful to delay vaccines as you're delaying your possible immunity.
Yeah, as a parent, we want our kids to stay healthy and active and social, but germs and common sicknesses are all around us. We all know that as parents. What advice do you have for anybody, parents or guardians, trying to keep their kids healthy this school year, because it can pop up out of nowhere and it always seems to be at the worst time?
This is the toughest question and a constant battle, but it's always back to basics. So making sure your child has a well-balanced diet, they get plenty of exercise, and they get the sleep they need for rest. Teach them to cough into their arms and wash their hands after coughing or blowing their nose or using the restroom. And when they're sick, keep them home if they need to be there. And consider wearing a mask.
We're chatting with Dr. Scarpato, family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. It's Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts there at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Scarpato, so we were just chatting about trying to avoid you and your kids getting sick. Ultimately, it's going to happen throughout the school year. When it does, what are the steps that a parent should take when it comes to treating at home? And then the next level of if things start to get a little bit more severe, taking them to the doctor?
Yeah, this is a good question. And this can vary by the age of the child. So for younger kids, we're really focusing on hydration, making sure they're not getting dehydrated when they're sick. So we want to keep a close eye on how many fluids they're taking in and if they're, you know, going to the bathroom regularly. We want to have a thermometer to check their temperature to see if they're having a fever. And then we want to make sure that they're breathing well. If they have a fever or you think they're having trouble breathing, it's always good to call your pediatrician or primary care doctor at Northwestern Medicine. Or if it's really severe, we have our great pediatric emergency rooms around the city here. And then for older kids, it's similar, but they can usually handle the hydration a little bit better. So just making sure that they're having their bland food, that they're drinking plenty of water. They can usually use like a Tylenol or an ibuprofen if they're having a fever, and then any over-the-counter cough and cold medicine. And then your pediatrician or primary care doctor at Northwestern Medicine is always here to evaluate if you're getting concerned that they're not getting better.
Yeah, it can be really scary when your kid is sick, especially if they aren't improving or things seem to be getting worse. So it's really great to know that we have such great healthcare providers in our own backyard here in Chicagoland, like you, Dr. Scarpato, and everybody at Northwestern Medicine to rely on. We're grateful that we have you here.
It's an honor to keep your kiddos healthy and doing the things they love to do.
Dr. Scarpato, family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine, thank you again for joining us here on Voices of Better Medicine. Thanks to Northwestern Medicine. And good luck to all the parents and students out there in the upcoming school year.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's great.